We've been talking about the true stories from the book of Genesis in the Bible, haven't we? And you remember where Genesis comes in the Bible? Yes, it's the very first book in the Bible. And we talked about how in the very first pages of Genesis, that is, in the very first pages of the whole Bible, it tells how God created everything, including Adam and Eve. And it tells how God had put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and told them they could eat fruit from all of the trees except from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What would happen to them if they disobeyed and ate that one fruit? Yes, God had told them that if they ate fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that they would die. So did they obey God? No, they didn't obey God. You see, after a while, the snake tricked Eve, and both Eve and then Adam disobeyed God and ate from this tree that God had told them not to. But even though God still loved Adam and Eve, they then had to leave the Garden of Eden. And why did they have to leave? That's right. Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden so that they couldn't eat the fruit from the tree of life. Remember, God had told them that if they disobeyed and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they'd die, hadn't he? But if they were now to eat from the tree of life, they wouldn't have died. You see, now they were sinners, weren't they? And sinners were not to eat from the tree of life. Now, since Adam and Eve are the great-great-great-great-great-grandparents of everybody on earth, when Adam and Eve became sinners, that meant that all of their descendants, except Jesus, would be sinners too. And that means you and me too, doesn't it? Of course, Jesus wasn't a sinner. He never did any sins. Jesus is not only a man, but also God. Anyway, because they had sinned, now Adam and Eve would not be able to be in the garden at Eden where the tree of life was. And that's why we don't live in the Garden of Eden ourselves, isn't it? But I'm glad that God promised right away that there would be a Savior, Jesus, aren't you? Now, even though Adam and Eve couldn't go back into the Garden of Eden, it sounds as though they could still see it. The Garden of Eden isn't there now, though. And now their lives would be much, much harder for them, wouldn't it? And Adam would have to work hard for their food. So now let's go on to the next pages in the book of Genesis and see what happened after Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden. Well, after a while, Eve had a baby boy and named him Cain. And she had another baby boy and named him Abel. Adam and Eve had lots of other babies too, both boys and girls. But we don't hear much about these others in the Bible. But again, remember, all people, everyone born in the whole world, are descendants of Adam and Eve, aren't they? You are, I am, everyone is. Well, Cain and Abel grew up. Cain became a farmer and raised plants for food. Abel became a shepherd and raised sheep. After a while, they both brought offerings to the Lord. Cain brought some of the things he had grown, and Abel brought the firstborn of his sheep. The Bible says that Abel had faith and that the Lord liked Abel and his offering. But the Lord didn't like Cain's offering. The Bible doesn't say exactly why the Lord didn't like it, but something was wrong somewhere. Well, Cain should have been sorry after the Lord didn't like his offering, and he should have tried to do the right thing then, shouldn't he? But instead, Cain became very angry. And the Lord talked to Cain about that. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? If you do well, I'll like what you do. But if you don't do well, you're going to start sinning more and more." So it sounds as if Cain had known what he should have done. And the Lord was encouraging Cain to do the right thing now. Well, one day, Cain and Abel were out in the field together. And Cain killed his brother Abel. He killed him. Imagine that! Of course, God knew the terrible thing that Cain had done. God knows everything, doesn't he? But he wants to say when we've been bad, and to be sorry for it, and to ask the Lord to forgive us. So, later, the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" And then Cain lied to God and said, "I don't know. Am I supposed to take care of my brother?" But the Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Now, that doesn't mean that blood can talk. No. It just means that God knew that Cain had killed Abel, and that Abel had bled, and that his blood had soaked into the ground. Then the Lord said to Cain, "And now the ground won't grow food for you anymore, because you killed your brother Abel, and his blood is in the ground. Now you're going to wander around the world." Well, that really made Cain unhappy. Remember, Cain had been a farmer. Now he wouldn't be able to be a farmer anymore, because plants wouldn't grow for him anymore. So Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is more than I can stand. You've driven me from the land, and your face will be hidden from me. I'll have to wander around, and whoever finds me will kill me." Of course, he was talking about Adam and Eve's other children, or grandchildren, finding him and killing him, wasn't he? Then the Lord said, "If anyone kills Cain, he will be punished a lot." And then the Lord put some sort of mark on Cain, so that if anyone found him, they would not kill him. We aren't told what that mark was, but if the people who lived then saw the mark, they would know what it meant. So Cain left and went somewhere else. And Cain had a wife. Cain's wife would have been one of his sisters or one of his nieces. Of course, men don't marry their sisters or nieces now, but it was all right back then, because not only were Adam and Eve's children or grandchildren the only people then, but also people were sort of different then. You see, creation had been just a little while before this, which means that people were closer to being perfect in their health than we are now. And the Bible says that they even lived hundreds and hundreds of years. So we can see that things were really different at the time of Cain, can't we? Anyway, Cain's wife had a baby. Well, Cain couldn't be a farmer anymore, so he built a city and lived there. And Cain named this city after his son, the baby that his wife had had. After a while, Cain had grandchildren and great-grandchildren and so on. And the Bible tells us a little about them. I'm glad the Bible tells us about them, because that way we can understand a little of what life was like then. Yes, the Bible tells us that some of Cain's great-great-grandsons raised cattle and lived in tents. Others were musicians. Others were metal workers, like blacksmiths. But from what we're told about them, they don't seem to have thought very much about the Lord God. That really tells us a lot about life after Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden, doesn't it? There were farmers and ranchers and cities and tents and musical instruments and ways to make different kinds of metal. They would have been very smart, wouldn't they? But they were getting wicked, too. And that wickedness started when Adam and Eve had disobeyed God and had eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, hadn't it? But what about poor Adam and Eve, now that Abel was dead? Abel had loved the Lord, hadn't he? Well, now Eve had yet another son, and he was named Seth. When Seth was born, Eve said, "God has given me another son to take the place of Abel, whom Cain killed." And Seth worshipped the Lord. Yes, Adam and Eve had many children, and their son Seth had many children, and all the rest of Adam and Eve's children had many children. So Adam and Eve had many, many grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren until there were lots and lots of people on the earth. One of Seth's great-great-great-grandchildren was a man named Enoch. Enoch really loved the Lord and did what the Lord said. And Enoch was a prophet. That means that the Lord told Enoch things that would happen someday. In fact, Enoch even knew that someday the Lord would come back to earth as king. That hasn't happened yet, has it? But we know it will, because the Bible says so. Yes, the Bible tells us that someday the Lord Jesus will come back to earth and be king of everything and everyone. And we know that whatever God says will happen always does happen, doesn't it? Well, back to Enoch. Enoch was a very godly man, and something very, very unusual and strange happened to Enoch. Enoch didn't die. No. Instead, God just took him to heaven. Well, before God took Enoch to heaven, Enoch had many children, and one of Enoch's sons was named Methuselah. And Methuselah lived a very long time. In fact, Methuselah lived the longest of anyone that we know of. The Bible says he lived 969 years. Well, as I just said, Enoch had a son named Methuselah, and then Methuselah had a grandson whose name was Noah. You've heard of Noah, haven't you? Yes, Noah was the man who built the ark because of the flood that the Lord would be sending, wasn't he? But that's all we're going to talk about today. Next time I'll tell you more about Noah and the flood. So, what have we talked about today? We haven't talked very long, but we talked about a lot of things, didn't we? First, we mentioned that God had created everything. Then we talked just a little about how Adam and Eve sinned by eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, fruit that God had told them not to, and that then they had to leave the Garden of Eden so that they couldn't eat the fruit from the tree of life. And that's why we don't live in the Garden of Eden now, isn't it? Because of Adam and Eve's sin, the first sin in the world. Well, Adam and Eve then had a lot of children, and we talked about two of their sons, Cain and Abel. Abel loved the Lord and did the right thing, so the Lord liked Abel and his good sacrifice. But Cain didn't do right, so the Lord didn't like Cain's sacrifice. So Cain got mad and killed Abel. Of course, the Lord knew this, and the Lord had to punish Cain, didn't he? So Cain had to stop being a farmer and leave where he was living. But then the Lord gave Adam and Eve another son named Seth. And Seth worshipped the Lord. And Seth was the great-great-great-grandfather of Enoch, the man whom God took to heaven without his having died. And Enoch was the father of Methuselah, who lived such a long time. And Methuselah was the grandfather of Noah. So what important names have we had today? Yes, Adam and his son Seth. Then Seth's great-great-great-grandson Enoch. And Enoch's son Methuselah. And Methuselah's grandson Noah. Adam, Seth, Enoch, Methuselah, and Noah. And today we learn that in the life after Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, that there were farmers and ranchers and tents and cities and musicians and people who knew how to work with different kinds of metals. But we also learned that there was sin, didn't we? And God doesn't like sin. And sin hurts us and others, doesn't it? But what can we do about sin? Well, God loves us very much. And he wants us to be able to be with him someday, doesn't he? So many, many, many years after creation, and many, many, many years after Cain and Abel, God the Father sent his son Jesus to earth to die on the cross for our sins, to make a way for us to be able to be with him someday. But Jesus didn't stay dead, did he? No. 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, was alive again, and lots of people saw him, and he's still alive in heaven now. And God promises that if we trust in Jesus to save us from our sins, he will forgive our sins. And then Jesus will be our king, won't he? Then we can go to heaven to be with him someday. And God always keeps his promises, doesn't he? I've trusted Jesus to save me, so I know I will be with him someday. Will you? Next time, I'll tell you about Seth's great-great-great-great-great-grandson Noah, about the big flood that made the world all clean again.